Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood. But I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from Ramona, California. God richly bless you. Thank you so much. Well, I am excited. Of course, you probably hear that every program, but I really am excited. I'm excited all that God is doing. And wow, just wow. I can't even say just enough wow. Well, I'm going to take you in to the Word of God this morning. You know, so many times we don't realize that our attitude in our life makes all the difference. And I want to take you into the Word of God and show you that, you know, first of all, circumstances happen to all of us, every single one of us. Things happen unexpectedly. Trials come our way. Unplanned circumstances, situations, betrayals, you name it. I mean, there's a list I can go on and on and on. But your attitude is going to make all the difference. You know, and when I read the Word of God, I think about Daniel. When I think about Daniel's life in the Word of God, Daniel had an excellent spirit. And now remember, he was one of the captives taken into Babylon. And he was young. He had an opportunity to do wrong. He had an opportunity to have an attitude. He had an opportunity to be upset and demand, you know, don't you tell me what to do type thing. But let me read to you in Daniel chapter 5, verse 12. Inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar, now let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation. You know, your attitude controls your altitude. Where you end up in the end of your life depends on your attitude. You see, a right attitude, not the right knowledge. I'm not talking about knowledge. You know, I'm talking about the right attitude, not the right knowledge. The right attitude will produce good results. And you can see that all through the Word of God. You know, your attitude towards the job. You know, a lot of times people get on the job and their boss isn't watching, so they slack and they, you know, oh, well, my boss isn't watching, it's okay, whatever, you know, I don't need to worry about that. And, you know, so they slack in certain areas and the boss ain't here. So, you know, whatever, I'm going to sit down for 5 minutes. I just need to rest for 5 minutes. The funny thing is you have a break and you get time to rest. You have a lunch hour, you get time to take a break. But when you're getting paid to work, you're supposed to work. But see, your attitude towards your job will control how you handle every single thing that comes your way. You know, I want to just share with you, there are five amazing things. Here are five attitudes to have while reaching for your excellence. And let me read them to you. Let me read. Because Daniel is a great example, but I'm going to read you the Word of God. In Daniel chapter 5, verse 10, the queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came to the banquet hall. And the queen spoke, saying, O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts trouble you, nor let your countenance change. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, made him chief of the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers, inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation. Then Daniel was brought in before the king. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, Are you that Daniel, who is one of the captives of Judah, whom my father, the king, brought from Judah? I have heard that the Spirit of God is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you. Now, the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read the writing and make known to me the interpretation. But they could not give the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of you, that you, Daniel, can give the interpretation and explain enigmas. Now, if you can read the writing and make known to me its interpretation, you shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around your neck, and you shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. This next verse I love. Verse 17 of Daniel chapter 5. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, Let your gifts be for yourself, and give your reward to another. Yet I will read the writing to the king and make known to him the interpretation. O king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar, your father, a kingdom and majesty, glory, and honor. Let me stop there for a moment. You see, Daniel is an amazing example of how the Holy Spirit of God in us makes a difference. You see, a vision of God's excellence is possible. It's not just a fancy, fleeting desire. It's not a competition. You see, a vision for God's excellence. You have to have a vision for God's excellence because it will motivate you to change. It'll create great things in your life. You see, a vision for God's excellence help you to overcome every obstacle that will come in your way to keep you from having a life of excellence. I always share with people, make your bed every morning. Get up and make your bed. You know, people sometimes just live a whole month or two or three without even making their bed. I can't believe they do that. Make your bed. You know, sometimes we don't realize it's the little things that you begin to change in your life. And those little things will cause an excellent Spirit of God to happen deep within your heart. What are your steps? Are you willing to be obedient unto God? Are you willing? You see, Daniel could have said, oh yeah, riches, glory. Oh yeah, lift me up, get gold chain, give me some golden robe and finances and give me position. Daniel could have said that. Why? Because the king said, I'll make you third in charge of the kingdom. You know what? I'm going to clothe you with purple. I'm going to put a gold chain around your neck. I'm going to make you the third ruler in the kingdom. But you know, Daniel wasn't caught up in all the material garbage. So many people are caught up in the material garbage and it drives them. It just drives them and drives them. No. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, let your gifts be for yourself and give your reward to another. You see, Daniel was saying, you know what? No, I'm not looking for position. I'm not looking for your reward. I'm looking at saying what God says. You see, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. That's a promise that God made. And that promise goes down to you and I. You don't have to live below the standard of what God has promised you and I. You know, but you must be and say, I am willing to change whatever needs changing to achieve God's excellence. You see, many people are learning, and I'm going to say this with grace, but many few are not changing. You can learn and learn and learn and learn and learn and learn and never change. You see, you have to change. Forever learning and never coming to the knowledge of Christ? No. You see, you have to understand what it is. I don't know about you. When I got saved, I thought, oh my gosh, I got to change. Oh my goodness. First of all, I used to be a cusser. God blank and blank, Jesus blank, blank. I didn't even know I cussed. And that was so bad. I mean, when you just make cussing a part of your life. And, you know, and all of a sudden I realized, oops, the Holy Spirit went, boom. Hey, clean up that mouth. Can't believe you eat out of that same mouth. It's like, oh my gosh, I got to change that. And then after a while, guess what? Here I was, this little skinny thing, about 125 pounds of solid muscle, running, bicycling, jogging up the mountains, you know, just, but you know what? Sorry, but I'm going to be straightforward here. I dressed like a hussy. I dressed like a Lucy Floosy, and I didn't even know it. I wore mini skirts by Seymour Heine. My shirts were unbuttoned where my boobs hung out. And then I wondered, well, you got a problem, boy. Excuse me? I was like running around with no clothes on and didn't even have a clue. And pervert. Well, what am I talking about? The world, all the men, of course they were looking. Of course they were hanging their tongue out. I look like pornography walking on two legs. Hello? You know, see, when God begins to change you, you got to begin. One day I remember putting on this tight skirt and I was getting ready for church. And I remember I was a new convert. I wasn't raised in church. Some of y'all have been raised in church, so you've hardened your heart. So you just dress like a loosey-goosey and you don't care about what anybody says, but you better care about it, what God says. So here I am. I go to put on this skirt and the Holy Spirit goes, hey, it's a little short, don't you think? And I look in the mirror and I go, do you think this skirt's too short? And I'm turning around looking in the mirror and I got my 3-inch spiked high heels. Do you think it's too short? Duh. Of course it's too short. And then I go to pull it down and kind of think, okay, well, I can stretch it. Then I thought, what am I thinking? So I went over to the closet. I took off my skirt, got another skirt, took that skirt, wadded it up, and threw it in the trash can like a basketball. I said, okay, that one's gone. You see, we have to, when we get convicted by the Holy Spirit, and when God says, button up your shirt, and God says, you know what, stop trying to be Don Juan, because no one, Don Juan, nothing to do with you anyway. So you got to stop trying to be Mr. Hunk of Junk. I'm so wonderful. How you doing, babe? You know, hey, let's get together. No, God is looking for great men and great women in the body of Christ, great men and women with excellence. God is looking for you and I to rise up. Jesus said, you know what? He watches when we're faithful, even over the little. Are you faithful at your job? Are you faithful with your finances? Are you faithful? You know, it's been amazing. You know, I've been in ministry for over 43 years, and it's kind of bizarre. People, you know, say, oh, pastor, please pray. I get a good job. Please pray. And I'm a prayer warrior, so I write it down, and I put it on my prayer list, and every day I'm praying, and I'm praying, and I'm praying, Lord, help them get a good job. Then they get a good job. And then they come up to me and say, pastor, I got a good job. And I said, that's awesome. Now, make sure you pay your tithe. Excuse me? Your tithe. God gave you a good job. Make sure you separate your tithe. And you know what? 2 weeks from there, they're gone. I mean, that breaks my heart. Or somebody says, pastor, I really need to sell my house. I need to sell my house. Please pray a buyer come forth. Please pray a buyer come forth. Look, pastor, I know that you're a prayer warrior. So I'll pray for them for a buyer to come forth and the sale to be good. And I'm asking them, okay, what price do you want for it? Okay, that's a good price. Let's come in agreement, put it on my prayer list and pray. And you know what? And when they sell their house, guess what happens? I don't see any of their tithe. You know, that has happened like maybe 7, 8 times. One young lady, let me tell you this one. This will make your hair stand up. She won the $40 million lottery. Do you think she paid her tithe? She didn't pay her tithe. I couldn't believe. And then she lost it all. How in the world do you lose $40 million? I can't even fathom that somebody would lose that in my mind. You know, the Bible says in Luke chapter 16, verses 10 through 12, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? You see, when you don't strive for the spirit of excellence in God's kingdom, you know what? Then you slack in every area of your life. You see, Jesus entrusted you and I with the whole world. Doesn't that seem pretty bizarre? Jesus said, go forth into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature. He's entrusted you and I with getting this gospel out to preach to the whole world. So when you covet or hold back or you slack or you don't care, you know, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. We are entrusted. You know what Jesus said? Now that we're saved, go save. Go save the people. Go share your testimony. Go tell somebody about Jesus. Every single person Jesus healed in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, guess what he did? Go and tell them what Jesus did for you. Go and tell your family. Go and tell the people. Why? Because we are called to be ambassadors for the King of Kings in His excellence. Ephesians chapter 4, reading in verse 22 through 24, says that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you may put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. You see, you have to renew your mind. I had to renew my mind. I couldn't dress the way I used to dress. I couldn't speak the way I used to speak. I had to look at my finances completely different. I couldn't overspend on things that I didn't need. And I had to look at, you know what? The first time I gave into missions, oh my goodness, I think I was only saved, oh my goodness, I think maybe 3 months. And a missionary came. And he was a missionary. He was from Cape Town, South Africa. He was a white African. Afrikaans is what they call him. Dutch descent. And I remember him sharing about the need in Africa. And he had a ministry that fed the orphans and fed the people. And they had a slideshow. And I'm watching the slideshow. And I'm thinking, wow, what amazing. And then I saw all those kids out in the field and, you know, nothing like America, nothing like in Mexico. We're talking poverty stricken. And then at the end, I think he preached for like 3 days. And then at the end, he said, I want to know who would like to give to be a partner in seeing these kids, seeing this ministry expand to take in more kids. My hand went right up. Now, remember, I wasn't making that much money. And I put my hand right up and I said, I'll give. And I stood up. I was the first one that stood up. And he looked at me and I had two kids beside me. And he goes, young lady. I said, yes. I said, if you give me a week, I'll bring in $1,000. He looked at me and says, what? I said, I'll bring in $1,000. Give me a week. I got to work real hard. And he goes, your husband? I go, no, I'm a single mom. These are my two kids. He said, God is going to bless that woman. Can I tell you, 43 years later, we, A Touch from Above, has land now in Malawi, Africa. We feed 35 to 40 little orphans every single day. We have A Touch from Above ministry. We have a well that runs clean water, and we have land there. And what a miracle that is. I had no idea that 43 years ago, I was investing in my own ministry of what God was going to do at A Touch from Above. I had no clue about giving, the power of giving, investing in the kingdom. You know, the Bible tells you and I that our thinking controls our life. You know, you have to understand, you have to get the mind of Christ, and you have to strive for the excellence like Daniel did. Daniel could have had a bad attitude. Daniel could have said, I didn't want to come to Babylon. I can't believe you're taking me captive. But Daniel stood steadfast in God. He clung to the word of God. He chose not to participate in the food that even that they ate. He said, no, I'm just going to have vegetables. And no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to participate in that. And Daniel served five wicked kings for how many years? 90. 90 years. Daniel had an excellent spirit. Yes, God raised Daniel up. God used Daniel mightily right where he was. You know what? Why don't you start off like trying to make your bed? Why don't you start off with cleaning your room? Why don't you start off by just being faithful every church service? Why don't you try being faithful with one dime out of every dollar that God puts in your hand? The tithe. Why don't you try not spending it on yourself, not spending it where you want to spend it. Bring it into your church. Put your name on it. Rejoice. Thank God for it. Bless it. Say, Lord, bless my giving. Lord, why? Because you're a God that is Jehovah Jireh. And Lord, I'm investing in my future. You know what? And give your tithe with an excellent spirit. Don't give it and then grumble. I can't believe it. No. Daniel did not have a spirit of greed. Let your gifts be for yourself and give your rewards to another. Those were the words of Daniel. Daniel could have had a gold chain, third in the kingdom. I mean, you name it, he could have had it. But Daniel knew that, you know what? Those things don't matter. What matters is having an excellent spirit before the living God. I want to encourage you today to run the race that God has set before you. I want to encourage you today to take one step at a time. Ladies, get your clothes on. I love you with all my heart. Stop being provocative. Men, stop trying to be Joe Macho, trying to be Don Juan. Remember, when you're Don Juan, they don't want nothing to do with you. Remember that. Be a gentleman. Be a righteous man. Love God. Be faithful. Don't be gawking with your eyes, checking out the boobs, saying hello to the boobs. Hello, you know what I'm saying. I'm talking to you. Get your mind in order. You get your whole life in order. Serve God today with an excellent, excellent, excellent spirit. Amen. Amen. I'm excited. Just to let you know a little bit about our ministry. You know, a church alive is worth the drive. Get in your car. It's summertime. It's beautiful up at the Prayer Mountain. You know, come on up. We're a church without walls. We have 25 beautiful acres. I'm there every Sunday. I preach every Sunday morning. And it's just been a wonderful blessing to meet different people from radio and different people that come from Point Loma. They come from Escondido. They come from El Cajon. They come from downtown San Diego, National City, Barrio Logan, Escondido. I mean, come on out to church. A church alive is worth the drive. Come on up, join us for a Sunday morning service, Touch from Above, Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California. I promise you, we're only 35 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. So come on out. Jesus is awesome. He loves you. I love you. And I appreciate you just listening every single day, Monday through Friday. Thank you so much. And if you're coming to visit San Diego from Memphis, Tennessee, or Augusta, Georgia, do me a favor, from anywhere in the East Coast, come on out and join us for a church service. Amen? I'm telling you, it's just amazing what God's doing. I love you. You have a great, fantastic, awesome, amazing, wonderful, Jesus-filled day. Be a man and woman of excellence. Excellence. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. God bless you. I love you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story. A murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch from Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to
my rescue. Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan.
Are you discouraged? Not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. His word is living. His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God.
Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.